Each spring in the Australian bush, a story unfolds that rivals the darkest of Greek tragedies. Cuckoo birds and fairy wrens are locked in an evolutionary battle for survival. Their weapons are deception, betrayal, and murder. NPR's Vicki Valentine reports.
Let's get one thing straight. Not all cuckoo birds sound like this. Zoologist Rebecca Kilner says Australia's Horsfield's bronze cuckoo has this call.
Wee, wee, wee. And she has a beautiful bronze tinge to her plumage, a striped chest, green back feathers.
Kilner works at England's Cambridge University, but she spends a good part of her winter in Australia. She sits for hours in a field chair, binoculars trained on these striking birds, watching the drama unfold. It starts with the cuckoo mom. She dumps her offspring before it hatches, so she can rush back to the business of mating. That means someone else has to take care of her egg.
She systematically seeks out females that are building nests and watches them very carefully so that she can time her own egg-laying to coincide with that of her victim.
The favorite victim of the Horsfield's bronze cuckoo is the superb fairy wren. The cuckoo has developed the ability to lay a speckled egg that resembles the fairy wren's egg. The cuckoo's aim is to secretly slip her own egg into the other bird's nest. If the wren doesn't spot the alien egg, the cuckoo is usually the first to hatch, and the chick's strongest instinct is survival. The blind, featherless baby bird has a dent in its back. Kilner says it's perfect for scooping up fairy wren eggs and chicks.
It balances them in the small of its back, and it walks backwards up the side of the nest, and it tips them out.
The fairy wren continues to feed the cuckoo chick. She doesn't seem to realize she's raising a murderous imposter. This seems to make no sense, says behavioral ecologist Mark Halber of the University of California at Berkeley. Evolutionary theory says the whole purpose of an animal's life is to pass on its own genes.
Why would you be exposing yourself to predation? Why would you be searching out food for young that are not related to yourself?
Many birds victimized by cuckoos are pretty good at detecting imposter eggs. So it's been a puzzle as to why birds haven't also evolved ways to recognize an imposter chick. But now, Rebecca Kilner and her team report they're seeing this, at least in Australia. She says 40% of the time, fairy wrens desert the cuckoo chicks.
And it takes about a day or so, depending on how cold it is, to die slow starvation death in the nest.
And the evolutionary arms race is escalating. In order to protect themselves, the cuckoo nestlings are resorting to disguise. That's a cuckoo chick imitating a hungry fairy wren chick. Kilner says that call apparently is enough to convince the fairy wren mom that the chick is one of hers.
The ones that sound wrong die.
Researchers think they're seeing these new stages of evolution in Australia because cuckoos there have become a big threat to fairy wrens. Mark Halber says if fairy wrens hadn't wised up to the cuckoo mom's deception,
they would actually go extinct.
He says what's exciting about all of this is it's rare to witness evolution in birds and animals.
So we can observe evolution as it happens right now, and we don't have to do it by studying fruit flies or bacteria.
And it makes for dramatic birdwatching. The study appears in the current issue of the journal Nature. Vicki Valentine, NPR News, Washington.